Back here to the Sanford Center, Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Head coach Tom Ceratori is with us. Well, Tom, you certainly got your special teams a bunch of work here tonight, which is what you wanted. I realize that with this many guys in the lineup and not solid rotations of 1, 2, 3, 4, that it might be a little hard for you to answer this. But overall thoughts on how your guys responded to some game situations?
I think there was a lot of positives, and then there's obviously some work that needs to be done, Schultz. And that's why you play this game, and you kind of see, again, where some of your older guys are at, and you see where obviously the younger guys are at. So it was a good game from that perspective. But, again, we got we got a game, and I think that was important. The guys just needed to get hit by somebody else, and it was good getting game action in.
The first goal of the game was not your typical kind of goal. It went right off the shoulder of Owen Sillinger, but aside from the lucky bounce off the shoulder, he's getting to the post, which is exactly where he's supposed to be there, right?
Well, exactly. We talked about it in our morning skate this morning, too, that we want to funnel pucks. I mean, we call them surprise shots, and I thought Aaron Miller threw a nice surprise shot right there, and again, it banks off Owen, and that's going to happen sometimes. We had a little puck luck.
You guys do bring back a ton of experience defensively. Those top four spots, I think they're solidifying in the lineup most every night. But what'd you like out of those other five guys that dressed back there at the blue line?
You know what, again, I think overall it's pretty good. I think we still got to exit a little quicker out of our zone, and that's just collectively, I think, right there, Schultze. But, again, I think we need to watch video more than anything. You only see so much on the bench, and I think we just have to watch video and just kind of break that down, and we'll see a little different. We'll see some different looks by just watching video.
With that many guys in uniform, can you see anything from the bench?
I don't know. Well, you can, but there's, again, it's just the biggest thing is that the biggest thing that I want our guys to do, and I was just harping the whole game, is I just want our guys to react quick all the time. React quick, pressure the puck. And again, the young guys, they want to spectate and watch a little bit, and that's understandable. They just need to make sure that they learn how to play the way we want to play, and we have an identity, and I think we need to play to that identity.
How do you prepare a group of youngsters like you have for the speed and excitement and energy level that they're going to see here in this building next Friday night?
Well, again, yes, you have to talk about it, and you have to try to get them playing at a high pace all the time, and that was the biggest thing tonight is play at a high pace, move the puck quick. Obviously, there's a speed difference, tonight versus what we're going to see next weekend, and I just want to make sure, too, that these guys are dialed in with what they're going to see next weekend.
We'll see you next Friday night,
Coach. All right, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. The Beavers 5-1 winners tonight. We wrap things up from the Sanford Center next on the Beaver Radio Network.